John 4, 17 and 18. Let's read that together. Are y'all ready? No, I turn to it. Praise God. It's worth waiting for this morning. And I know one thing, that the devil doesn't want us to hear this lesson. So let's stand up and take the victory real quick. Praise. Keep your place. Praise. Hallelujah. Praise. Paul says we're fighting an invisible warfare. Amen. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, my Lord. Mighty God, we plead your holy blood right now. On this word, mighty God. We ask that you quicken your word to our hearts, mighty Lord. We ask for revelation, mighty God, of your headship this morning. Mighty Father, in the name of Jesus, as that he puts back the powers of the enemy. In Jesus Christ's name, I rebuke all spirits of fatigue. Lord God, I ask you in Jesus' name to have your way this morning. I pray that you'll have preeminence in this service and in the giving of the word. Lord, truly break bread and feed our souls, mighty Lord. God, in Jesus' name, we won't forget to give you the honor and the glory due to your name. Praise you, Lord. And they all said, amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. How many love the Lord?
Amen. Yes.
Praise God. How many love the Word of God?
Yes.
How many love it more than your necessary food?
Yes.
That was a little quieter. You noticed that? That was a little bit quieter. But anyway, praise God. We love the Lord. We love His Word. We strive to love the Lord more. We strive to love the Word of God more. And someday we can truly say, with great zeal, I've esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Amen. We get to that place where we esteem the word of God. We highly favor the word of God greater than our necessary food or anything else. That's a day of victory. Amen. That's a day of great victory in your life. Lord, help us to all to come to that place where we'll love the Word of God like that. Amen. So 1 John 4. You know, and when you do battle and finally get behind the Bible and start studying it, you wonder how in the world you stayed out of it so long. You think, wow, this is so great to study the Word of God. How in the world could I want anything else? Hallelujah. 1 John 4. 17 and 18. Okay. All right, let's read it together. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Wow. What about God?
Thank you, Jesus.
There is no fear in love. Wow. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. Oh, Lord, let these seeds seek deep down into our earth, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. So, where does our fear come from? Get down to the root of the matter this morning. Let's get down to the very root of this fear that hath torment. Let's lay the axe to the root of the tree. Fear comes from one thing: pushing the truth. Right. Pushing the truth down. We must remember this great, great principle that the glory lights on the truth. So, what is glory? What is the glory? What is to glory? Is to rejoice. What is to rejoice? Is to have joy, to rejoin all over again, to rejoy all over again, to taste of that joy that we had in eternity past, to reap joy. Amen?
Praise God.
So when we have torment, we're pushing the truth down. And if you push the truth down, you can't have joy. Isn't that the truth? We cannot have joy if we push the truth down because of the great principle that the glory lights on the truth when it's held in its proper position. That's right. The glory lights on the truth when we hold it up in its proper position. If we take the truth that God has given us, if we take that truth and turn it downward, then what do you expect but fear and torment? Amen. A lot of people push the truth down and they fear that that truth is going to rise up again. And it will. Shalalamamonda. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn to 1 Peter 4, 14. Today your life can be utterly changed. I pray that God will touch many and every will in here. 1 Peter 4 and 14. No, I never did like to do things halfway. So if I'm going to be a minister of the Lord, I want to really minister true seed, the true word of God. I want to see something happen in the lives of those in whom I come in contact with as a result of my relationship with the Lord. Totally ineffective. A preacher is totally ineffective if he has not a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Peter 4:14. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read it together. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Why? Now, did you read that scripture? Happy are ye when ye are reproached for the name of Christ, because the Spirit of glory rests upon you. That is, if you hold the truth up. And in this instance, he's holding the truth up. Paul, Peter, all of them anyway, Peter is holding the truth up right here. The Bible says, the Spirit of glory rests upon you. Woo! That is, if we hold the truth up. Because, like I said before, the great principle is the glory lights on the word, the lights on the truth. So if we hold the truth up in our situations, then it won't be a painful situation. The glory will light on the truth. I tell you, I've learned a tremendous lesson over this last month. Many and various situations have come up that have really caused me to dig into my inner resources of all that God has laid in me as I've been going on for God. Now I'm telling you, God wants us to grow up, and He wants to make us real so that these situations in life won't be just mere theory, but they'll be joined to the experimental wheel. Amen. That we can just roll on to the new city. Oh! Whoa! Praise God. Wow. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. Why are you happy? Because you're being reproached. Why are you happy? Because situations are coming against you. All of a sudden you're starting to go to church now, and husbands are rising up against you, and relatives are rising up against you because you've had this Pentecostal charismatic experience called speaking in new tongues. Things are happening coming against you. Now, if you're miserable over that, if you're tormented over that, if you're fearful, hallelujah, over that, it's because we've taken the truth that God has given us and we're holding it down. And the glory cannot rest on the truth if we hold it down. Wow! That is so life-changing. If we have ears to hear that this morning, oh, I praise God for the darkness I've been going through. And now I wonder why I had so much torment. Because I was holding the truth down. God offered me an opportunity
I feel like going, oh, shucks. You know? Just, oh, let me try it again this time, Lord. I got a little bit more understanding on the subject. Let me go through it one more time. But you know what? When you're going through it, it's not as easy. Hallelujah. Because it's the experimental wheel rolling by. And so what you have in you, quickened to you, and your understanding is what will really come out. All the theory will just be washed down the drain. That's the truth. You can have this crucified way. You can have all the knowledge of the Bible, theoretically. But when you go through a crisis situation, it's God has given you an opportunity to let the glory ride on the truth. What do we do? Back off like a crawdad. That's right. We just back off. We back off. Amen. That's the only creature I know that walks backwards. Besides me. Right. In a painful situation. When a crisis really comes upon you. And here Peter says, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. See, that's God's order. Happy are ye. Automatically. Happy. Because I guess Peter expects us to be lifting up the truth. I guess Peter expects us to be obeying all the word of God. Because, hallelujah, it's placed in Corinthians, and you got all these other chapters before, and before you even get to Peter, you learn all these tremendous principles. If you go chronological order, you got all these principles that you should have in you. Peter says, well, you're happy if you're reproached for Christ. But I beg to differ with you, Peter. I'm tormented. No, you're not. Yes, you are tormented. Why? Because you're holding the truth down. Peter's just expecting you, I guess, naturally to be holding the truth up. As a Christian who's given their entire life, energy, zeal for God. So why not be happy in our vocation? Amen? Praise God. It's going to happen over and over and over and over. We're going to learn to get the victory in situations. We're going to learn through experience. And there's so many times I can rub the blister on these two fingers. Going through experiences. And really. And saying, oh, I wish I'd gone through that again. Now I see what God was trying to do. He was trying to let the glory rest upon the truth. He was trying to give me the victory. Trying to teach me to be a root out of dry ground. Teach me to have the victory. Teach me to be real. Teach me to be mature and live up to a mature commitment and a relationship to Jesus Christ. Man, we can't take situations that happen around here in our life. What if the communists take over? Start sticking needles and pins in you. Then what? For the hour, you say? Well, I hope so. But I want to learn now. Amen? I want to learn now to lift up the truth. Hallelujah. What's Philippians 3:14 say? Let's turn to that. Oh, I just love to turn to the Word of God. That scripture in Peter is enough to just change your entire life. Philippians 3:14. Oh, praise God. This is a scripture that Sister Nada was preaching on, and that was so good, to refresh our memory, to renew our vision. Without a vision, the people perish. We saw something this morning. Amen. We saw that we have a goal. We saw that we have a prize to be obtained. We saw that we're running a race. And not all that run shall obtain the prize. The Bible says that. 1 Corinthians 9:4. Yea, and all that run a race, run all. But only one receiveth the prize. Oh, praise God. I'm not here just to preach and throw my bad breath at you. I'm here, amen, like Sister Nada said, to train us to run. Praise God. I want to learn to run the race. And when you're running, like she said, this tremendous long range run, had a long mile run, you're going to hit many valleys, low places, high places, low places. We got to learn, amen, to keep our foot steady, to keep our balance when we go over the hilly areas in our spiritual journey. Philippians 3:14. Let's read it together. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. He said, I press toward the mark. You know what? The prize rests upon the mark. The glory rests upon the truth. He didn't say, I press toward the glory. He didn't say that. He said, I press toward the mark. Amen. And if we're pressing towards the mark, to hold up the truth, that's the mark, to hold up the truth, then the glory or the prize, hallelujah, the prize, the eternal prize of the new city is going to rest upon you in eternity. Just like now, woo, the glory rests upon you when you lift up the truth and put it in its right place. The glory will rest upon you. The prize will automatically rest upon you as we pay the price. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many are understanding something this morning? Praise. Thank you, Jesus. Paul didn't say, I seek the glory. He said, I press toward the mark. Amen. Praise God. You know, there's seven basic fears. I should have written them down, but I didn't. There's a fear of poverty, the fear of old age, the fear of criticism, the fear of the loss of love, the fear of suffering, the fear of death, and the fear of failure. The fear of failure. Let's turn to Romans 8, 28. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I don't know what I'd do without the Word of God. Praise God. Romans 8:28. Woo! God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I just stand up here and act silly all day. God, it feels good. Hallelujah. So I've learned something. The entrance of thy word giveth light. I studied this lesson at 5 o'clock this morning. Oh, man, like I said, oh, Lord, what was I doing? Holding the truth down like that. You can experience so much happiness and joy. God gives you that opportunity by putting the truth in its right position. Romans 8:28. Let's read that together. And